Lester, here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Coordinating Minister for Community Empowerment Mohaimin Iskandar has said that schools established under Sekolah Rakyat program are using artificial intelligence-based talent mapping to identify students' potential. Meanwhile, the head of Sekolah Rakyat of People's School Formation Team, Muhammad Nu, informed that there are three types of the mapping, namely physical mapping, including health, psychosocial mapping, and academic mapping. Quoted from Antanews.com, from these mappings, the government used the results as a baseline and measure students' progress in the educational process in the Sekolah Rakyat or People's School. The government of Jakarta is conducting a trial run of the Rorotan refuse-derived fuel or RDF facility in North Jakarta using dry waste from a waste processing facility under the reduce, reuse, and recycle concept. Reported by AntaraNews.com, the head of Integrated Waste Management Unit of Jakarta Provincial Environment Service, Agung Pujo Winarko, on Monday informed that as a part of the trial, the plant is converting 50 tons of dry waste into fuel per day. In August 2025, its capacity will be increased to 150 up to 500 tons per day with the addition of wet waste. And the plan is to gradually raise the capacity to 500 up to 2,500 tons by September, according to Winarko. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Pasir kukumpulkan tempat sirna pani isan lingkung lembur padusunan ayam mangsa kampung jadi kota di sisi pamumpungan jamak nuti dayung ngarungsi kampung-kampung gegak bir di kota sisi gunung adadak segala ayam Kesokan, ulah garang keren, ini popokohan Elek, elek, melakui cilaki Ulah garang keren, akin-akin make jengki
Ayah listrik dimasikin, caang datang paling terpilih kosong. Angin kacang, angin kacang, safari yuk kosong.
To the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kisah mencari seorang raja yang ku pinta. Langkah demi langkah terus berjalan hitari dunia. Degup kencang jantung terus berpacu dalam getar ragu. Genggam erat tangan penuh asa tiada.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas or White Rose. The song Mawar Bodas was composed by Uko Hendarto. The lyrics tell the story of someone who goes to another village to meet his beloved girl as a Mawar Bodas, which means white rose. The white rose symbolizes his dream. Although he walks far and hit by rain and lightning, he doesn't care as long as he can meet his beloved one. Then his struggle gets nothing because his beloved one already has another lover. Well, listener, here is the song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas by Deti Kurnia. Happy listening.
And Edward Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. So Nusantara Nature Conservation Foundation and Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency have agreed to collaborate on researching rare wildlife and ecology in Wehea Kelai landscape within Kutai Timur and Berau Regencies, both of them located in East Kalimantan. And why is this important? It is because the area is a vital habitat for wild orangutan. For example, based on the data in 2020, which is quoted by RRD.co.id, in 532,000 hectare area, there are 1,200 individual orangutans and at least 77 mammal species, 271 bird species, and 117 herpetofauna species discovered or even living in the area. And the executive director of Nusantara Nature Conservation Foundation, Helena Hartanto, on Monday said that she believed the collaboration is innovative, because it is designed to conduct environmental DNA trials to ensure the quality of environment of the tropical rainforest. So they're not only monitoring what is available in there, but they want to know the quality of the tropical forest itself. And we wish that this research will be very fruitful and bringing good results, not only for humans, but especially for the people and the environment itself.
Ribuan hari aku menunggumu, jutaan lagu tercipta untukmu. Apakah kau akan terus begini? Masih adakah celah di hatimu yang masih bisa kutuk singgahi? Cobalah aku kapan engkau mau. Tahukah lagu yang kau suka? Tahukah bintang yang kau sapa? Tahukah rumah yang kau tuju? Maka kesejukan yang kau rasa. Coba keluar di terik siang, ingatlah bintang yang kau sapa. Maka kehangatan yang kau rasa. Itu aku.
Zone.
Banyuwangi is one of the most exotic cities in East Java. Being the easternmost city in Java makes the city always collect the very first leafy light of sunrise in Java. Banyuwangi is also lushly green, yet densely populated. As a less popular tourism destination, Banyuwangi in fact has plenty of hidden gems, one of which is Pancur Beach. This beach is part of the regions of Alas Purwo National Park and is located near the Pancur Resort, around 5 kilometers from Rowo Bendo Post or the entrance gate of Alas Purwo National Park, or 3 kilometers from Triangulasi. Came from a water course or waterfall flowing directly to the sand and the sea. Pancur Beach possesses a long coastline with a medium wave and wide ground that is suitable for family camping. Sunset is the most perfect time to visit this place as we can enjoy the captivating view from this place. When you arrive at the location, you will see the staircases that will lead you to the destination. A small freshwater river, which forms a mini waterfall and flows to the ocean, exists not far from the beach. That's why the beach is called Pancur. There are various activities that you can do in this beach, such as renting a fisherman's boat to cross further and taking a sight of the ocean. The sloping contour of the beach with its soft beach sand makes you want to set up a camp there. While enjoying the panoramic view of the blue sea and the clear sky, you can set a bonfire to cook the foods that you brought. And also high waves can also be a playground area. If you want to cross the ocean further, the boats of local fishermen are available for rent so that you can enjoy and take pictures of the high seas. Not far from the beach, you can also find resorts that provide rooms and decent facilities such as restaurant, cafe, and many more. If you want to visit the beach, we suggest you use a private vehicle such as a car or motorcycle, as there is still no public transportation that can take you to the location. You can just drive your vehicle to Alas Purwo National Park and register yourself at Rowo Bendo Post before you can reach the Pancur Beach, which is located 2 kilometers from the entrance.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for listening to The Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital Mobile App. You can also enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia. You can also have your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and even live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now, available on Google Play Store and Apple App Store.
Gelas kopi jadi saksi lemahnya pertahanan ini.
Pelan tapi pasti, kanan jadi kiri. Mulai pakai hati, janganlah kau pergi.
Terbawa kisah yang kau ceritakan, tergulung aku dalam hayalan.
Sebuah kesempatan sulit dilewatkan, menjadi dambaan tak bisa tertahan.
Satu kali, dua kali, makin-makin tak terkendali. Banting kiri hati kini menjadi sepi.
Aku tak sendiri, selalu ada dia yang menemani.
Satu kali, dua kali, makin jadi oposisi. Who am I to you?
Teman atau bukan, gantungkan harapan.
No, not again, man. Bermain-main sama kamu. Tak berharap jauh, apalagi rindu. Ketika aku membuka mata, jatuh cinta. Entah mengapa kita terus berjumpa, janji di sela agenda yang ramai. Beku mencair, tawa mengalir, hanyut aku ke laut fantasi.
Still tuned to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, and you're listening to Soulja with Tau Tau Cinta. After this, you'll be listening to a song by Adido Pramono titled Bitter Love, and we'll bring you to Likupang Indoor Minahasa.
Makin tak terkendali, banting kiri hati kini menjadi sepi.
Aku tak sendiri, selalu ada dia yang menemani.
Satu kali, dua kali, makin jadi oposisi. Who am I to you?
Gantungkan harapan.
No, not again, man. Bermain-main sama kamu. Tak berharap jauh, apalagi rindu. Ketika aku membuka mata, tahu-tahu aku jatuh cinta. Sama kamu, tak berharap jauh, apalagi rindu. Ketika aku membuka mata, tahu-tahu aku jatuh cinta. Tahu-tahu aku jatuh cinta.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
There is bitter in every day, but then I feel it that you'll be the only one. But sometimes it doesn't have to be so sure. The sweetest love can be so hard to find. We'll be better in every way. But then I would go to be in other space. Sometimes the bitter of love can be so good. It's like a coffee with a rainbow's mood. Sometimes you feel off, but sometimes you're feeling great. Is it to be or it is not to be? To fall in love again, to be the one for me. Sometimes you fall, but every time we'll be together, we'll be mad in every way. Then I remember the story we went last September. Sometimes recalling things will be so good. It's like a perfect cake that my grandma's made. Sometimes you feel off, but sometimes you're feeling right. Is it to be or it is not to be? Fall in love again, to be the one for me. Sometimes you fall, but every time we'll be together, we'll be better in every way. But then I would go to be in other space. But sometimes the bitter of love can be so good. It's like a coffee with a rainbow. It's like a coffee with a rainbow. It's like a coffee with a rainbow's moon. With a rainbow's moon.
Anyone will be mesmerized looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear seawater, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves, and natural wells.
Ya, kalau Pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir putih.
As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. They are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Para leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu kita juga di sini
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor or Pastor Stone Beach because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is a natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Cantiknya kamu, cantiknya kamu, cantik-cantiknya kamu. Eloknya kamu.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Pulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Harsat, Pulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Pulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes. Tim rescue yang namanya. So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Pulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility. So that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Pulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Karena kalau kita lihat Likupang ini dari 5 destinasi.
Because if we look at Likupang of the 5 super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So, this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
Kita akan lakukan pelatihan untuk para pelaku.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Rasa cintaku padamu hanyalah di dalam mimpi.
No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Pulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you has just heard. According to the Pulisan Tourist Village Head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Pulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Pulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini, yaitu Keroncong Mama.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture.
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Tapi ya menghibur kepada mereka.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Keroncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilet, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
listener, on today's Music Corner, we bring you a wonderful selection, a beautiful keroncong song entitled Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. This heartfelt song was written and originally popularized by Roni Parulian, a finalist of a popular talent show in Indonesia back in 2023. It's officially released on July 19, 2024. The song tells the story of someone longing for their beloved one, hoping the wind will carry their feelings to them. Well, listener, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy the keroncong version of Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. Happy listening!
Sampai kapankah rindu ini akan bertahan? Rasa gelisah menghantui perasaanku. Diam-diam mencari-cari hadirmu di sampingku. Andai saja angin membawa rinduku padamu. I'm